Today's shiur in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're going to be, Ezus Hashem, complete Simen Tov Lamed Ches and start Tov Lamed Tes. We begin on the second line on the top, Yud Omud Aleph. We were talking yesterday about a mouse that entered into a house with a morsel of food in its mouth, a kikar, a piece of challah in its mouth, and what happens if you didn't find it. So now we switch over and talk not about a mouse, but a child. So the Mechaber begins on the second line. Avol im tinok nichnas lebayis baduk. If a child walks into a house that already had its bedikas chametz done, so it's walking in there after the start of your dalet, and this house was checked, you did a bedikas chametz on it, v'kikar biyado, and this child walks in there with a piece of bread, v'nichnas achrov umotza perumin, you run after the child and you go see crumbs all over the floor. You obviously pick up those crumbs, but you don't have to look elsewhere in that house or even in that room for additional chametz that the child may have brought in there. You don't have to do another bedik over there. Why? Because we can presume that anything that's not on the floor, the crumbs that aren't there, the child ate. Because there's a chazaka that the child ate the food. I rule all the crumbs that you saw, they fell off from the food while the child was eating. Because children, as opposed to, as we said yesterday, mice or dogs or chickens, children leave crumbs. Mice or dogs or chickens do not leave crumbs. So here, the crumbs are the leftover, the remnant of what the child ate. Because children make crumbs, so while he was eating all the food, he or she, the little child, was eating all the food, the little crumbs that are there are all that's left. You can presume that the rest has been eaten. Let's look at the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Zayin. V'davko biofen zeh shematzeh pirurim. This is allowed to assume that the child ate the rest of the morsel of cake or cookie or challah that he had in his hand, and these are just the crumbs. That's only when you find crumbs. Shiraglayim ledavar shachalo. The crumbs are the proof that the child was eating it, and this is the leftover from what he ate. But you don't see any crumbs in litlo shacholo, then you can't assume that the child ate it. Because we know the child brought in a piece of cake or cookie, a challah, inside the house, and now if you don't see crumbs, you can't assume that the child ate it, because that's a suffix. Maybe he ate it, maybe he didn't, maybe put it down someplace. And that's a suffix, and it can't take away from the vaday fact that you saw the child bring in a piece of cake or cookie or a challah. In this situation, you have to go and check also the room that the child went into. This is only true for a little child that you can't ask him what happened to that piece of challah, the cookie that you brought into the room. If the child is old enough that if you ask him, he can tell you, I ate the cookie or I put the cookie down. The child is believed, the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham, to state that, yes, I ate the entire cookie. There are no crumbs. I happen to be a neat eater. The issue footnote number 2 brings down the reason why we accept this answer, according to the Magen Avraham, Shekmoshu Neman al Abdika, just like a child of Das is believed to have done a Bedika, as we already learned, Kachu Neman Lomar Sha'achalu Kulo, so too the child is believed to say that he ate the entire thing. So this is obviously talking about Katan Shigil Chinuch, a child that would be accepted to be believed that he did a good Bedika. So an 8-year-old kid who understands what a Bedika means, as I looked and he understands it, so that child is believed to say that I ate the entire cookie. Shibur continues and he says in Sivkot and Ches, Sheches Koso Shacholo, because we can assume that the child ate it. Vafilo lo bitlo. And even if you didn't do a bitl, it's good because you did a bedika, you were Yotze, and therefore we can assume that the rest has been eaten up because the crumbs are proof positive that the child ate the rest of the piece of cake or cookie. Sivkot and Tes, Shadera Chatinuk Lefaru, because children make crumbs. Uladeazu, Einat Kamina, Beinim Hayurak Ma'at Perum. According to this opinion, this first opinion that the Mechaber brings down, it doesn't make any difference if you added up all the crumbs, and that would be the size of the cookie. It doesn't make a difference if it's less or the same amount. Im Hayurak Ma'at Perum, if it's only a small amount of crumbs, Beinim Hayu, they call it Kiko, or if there was enough crumbs that the kid just crumbled the cookie, and you can say, oh, that was the entire cookie. No, because we can assume that whatever isn't there, the child ate, and the crumbs are the remainder of the cookie. Lav davka has to add up to the entire cookie. That's the first opinion of Mechaber. But then Mechaber brings down a Yesh Omrim. This is brought down by Tosfos and the Ran, and also by the Tor. This opinion says, V'yesh Omrim, shen ein ba perurim kidei kol hakikar, if, in fact, you added up all the crumbs and it doesn't equal the entire cookie, then sarech lachzor v'livdok, then you must do a new bedik again. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, the Elokim, because if it doesn't add up to all the crumbs don't add up to the size of the cookie, let's say, chayshino, we have to be concerned, shema shiartinok, maybe the child didn't finish it off, so he made some crumbs over here, and the rest he didn't eat, it's hidden someplace. And in that situation, sivkot yudalev, tzorech lachzav adidok, you have to do a new bedika. How do we paskin over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says, v'ikra kesar rishona, we paskin like the first opinion, that says you can assume that the child ate up the rest of the cookie, even if you found crumbs that don't equal the size of the entire cookie. However, ach, in lo bitel, ukvar over asman, but that's only because we can always rely upon the fact that you do a bitel, so the bitel is really going to fulfill any obligation that you had on the rice level. This is only the rabbanon, there can we be over here, sofik the rabbanon lakula. But if it's after the start of the sixth hour, when you can no longer do a bitel, shein yachol levatel anymore at that point in time, yesh lahach milach zvilidil, then you should do a new bedik over here, because you want to be yotze on a daraisa level, any problems. Then the Mishnah brings down from the Makor HaChayim, Kosav HaMakor HaChayim, the Akum Shenichnasim Chometz Bebayis HaBoduk, if a non-Jewish person comes into the house with Chometz, even though you did a Bedikah, Ain't Tzarech Lachzav Livdok HaBayis, you don't have to go do a new Bedikah on the house. Why is that? The Dafko Be Achbar Betino Chayshina, because only with a mouse or with a child do we assume that he put it down someplace or that they hid it someplace. Shadark and Lakmi, because that's what childs and mice do. They hide stuff. Mashenkin Akam, you have a handyman coming in and he brings his sandwich with him. He's not hiding it someplace, he's taking it out. Ain't Darkun Bekach, and therefore it wouldn't be normal for him to leave it over there. Ella, either Ochlo, he ate it while he was there, Olo Lich Lebes, or he took it home with him to have it for a snack later on. Note, however, the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down over here in Os Yud that the Taz disagrees, and he says the exact opposite. Now, the Ramah adds over here an interesting din. He says, Dinai achbar nichnas v'yotzei hishmit harav. The Ramah says that the Rav, the Mechaber over here, didn't talk about a mouse going in and out of the house over here. Hoel v'lo shchiach. This is not something that is regular. What does he mean by this exactly? So in the issue footnote number 3, he brings down that which the Ramah says over here, that by an achbar going in and out of the house, it's not common that that occurs nowadays. So he says this is as opposed to a non-Jewish person who does go in and out of the house, where that is a normal thing that happens, as opposed to a mouse going in and out with cookies or pieces of challah in its mouth. That's not a common thing. That's why the Mechaber didn't further discuss this. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Kizayis Chometz Lemal Alakora. You have a piece of Chometz, a Kizayis, you have a cookie up on the top of a beam, Lemal Alakora. They used to have beams in their houses, so you have a cookie or a piece of cake or some Chometz there on top of the beam. So the Mechaber tells us, Mechayivin Oso Lohavi Sulam Lohorido. You obligate the person whose house that is to go and get a ladder and to bring it down from the beam over there. Lohorido, he has to take it down. Why? Because the house will shake, something will happen, the kids will throw a ball at it, and the piece of chametz will fall down in the middle of Pesach, and we are concerned that maybe you'll come and eat it. However, but if there was chametz in a pit, it can't fall up from the bottom of the pit. So if there's chametz in the bottom of the pit, we don't require you to go get a ladder and go down into the pit and go bring up the chametz in the bottom of the pit. What is acceptable in that situation? You can just make a bittel even in your heart. You just do an internal bittel over here and say, this thing no longer exists. It doesn't belong to me anymore. Vidayu, and that is adequate. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud Beis, we're dealing here with the kizayis of chametz specifically, mashma, avol, the pachos be kizayis, but if it's a very small piece up there on top of the beam, some crumbs up there, ain't tzarech sulam lorido, you do not have to go get a ladder and go up there and remove the stuff that's on the top of the beam, v'sagi bebitl, it brings down from the Chok Yaakov that it will be adequate just to do a bitl over here, and the issue footnote number 4 explains the reasoning behind this, the Prima Gadim says, shekivin shalachila chametz pachos be kizayis, ain't orange karis, because you only a chayiv karis, rachmano litzlan, if you eat intentionally chometz on Pesach if you ate a kizayis. And therefore, if it's less than a kizayis, lo chivu chazal lo rido aide sulam machmas hachashash yavo leochlo. It's only a concern that you may come to eat it because the bittel is enough over there, so it may fall down and you may come to eat it. That's such a far-fetched concern that the rabbis didn't make you do this. If the worst case scenario would be that you ate it, you wouldn't be chayv karis because it was less than a kizayis. However, he brings up in the Morgan Avram, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion, shechometz nuksha also b'achila rak min d'rabbanan. So if something is the type of chometz, it's called chometz nuksha. We haven't learned about that yet, but basically this is a certain type of chometz. It's not real full-fledged chometz, and it's only also min d'rabbanan. So afal b'kein asu chazal ashoso mechasha shema yavo liochlo. Even here, however, the rabbi said that you can't leave that around if it's a kizayis worth, because you may come to eat it. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He says that this din that we just said, that pachas b'kizayis ain't sarach sulam lorido, not everybody agrees with that. And the Shaar HaTzion Os Yud Aleph, he says, look in the Prima Godim and the Graz, b'yesh mefak b'kin lezeh, that there are those that disagree with that and say, even for less than a kizayis, you have to get a ladder and bring the chametz down. Mishnah Berurah continues with Katan Yud Gimel, and he says that we obligate you to get a ladder. Everybody agrees if it's a kizayis, and he says afilu no de lo kodim zman isuro, and this is even if it's before the start of the sixth hour when bittul would still work. Oz mahani bittul shelo yavar b'bal yirah, so you won't be able to b'bal yirah by yimotzei if you do a bittul. Nevertheless, afilu hachi yitzrichu rabbanon lo rido ulavaro. Nevertheless, the rabbis obligated you to get a ladder. Go bring down the piece of chametz from on top of the beam and to burn it. Why? Because, as we already pointed out, Shema Yipo Besocha Pesach, because it's going to fall down, something's going to shake, the kid's going to knock it down in the middle of Pesach, Minakor, from on top of the beam, it's going to fall down onto the floor. You're going to see a nice piece of cake over there, and you're going to come to eat it. The Kol Shekein, and certainly, Imno Deloli Achazman Yisuro, certainly if it's after the start of the time when Chometz is Osir, then below Bita Mikodim, you didn't do a bittul before the sixth hour. So now it's into the sixth hour, or certainly if it's past Chatzos when it's also in the Raisa, for Oshuv Lo Mahani bittul, a bittul won't work after the start of the sixth hour. In that situation, the Bevadai Tzorech Lo Rido Olavara, then you certainly have to take it down and go and burn it. As opposed to, we said, that's only when it's on a beam. But if it's in a pit, you don't have to do so. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudalit explains, Afilu Ein Bo Mayim. This is true even if the pit doesn't have water in it, so something in there is still very edible and good. However, he says, if in fact you do use this pit to store food and you go down there all the time to get food during the year, then you do have to go down into the pit because you're regularly going down there anyway during the year, so you may forget and come to do it on Pesach, and then you'll eat it, so therefore you have to go down and get it and to go and burn it. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sivkot and Tezvav that all of this is v'davko shenoshval shom me'elab. When it's in the pit, you don't have to go and get it. It's only if it fell in there by itself. Because in that situation, the chashvina lo kechomi shenofal of mapolis, because then it's halachically like a house that fell down on top of chomitz. You're not mechuyif to go and search underneath there. However, if you intentionally put stuff in the pit, avol lahatn biyadayim, you intentionally put things into that pit to store it over there. Adashi yishar sham ad achar pesach, and you're going to say I'll leave it there till after pesach, and I'll get it after pesach. Also, then it would be forbidden to do so. Vafilu bittul loyol, and in that situation, even a bittul will not help. Why? Because you really are intending to go and get it, so it's not a full fledged bittul. Elatzarch lahotzi ulavaro biyudalit. In that situation, you have to go and get it on your dalit and go and burn it, or of course you could sell it to a non-Jewish person. Sivkot and Tezayin, V'dayo, under normal circumstances, when it fell into the pit, it would be enough to do a bittul even in your heart. He says, V'imno de lo achas mani surah, but if it's after the start of the sixth hour, the oz lo mahani bittul, when a bittul won't help anymore, tzorech lo tzio ulavar, then you do have to go down into the pit and go and take it out and burn it. With that, we conclude the beautiful Simon Tuf Lamed Ches, and we start Tuf Lamed Tes. Did Misha Bodak Velo Motza Mispar Kikor Shinyach. Person who did a Bedika, and he doesn't find everything that he had put out. Let's say he had the Minog, as we'd spoken about previously, to put out 10 pieces of bread, and he doesn't find all 10 pieces. We'll get to that in tomorrow's year. But we start off first in Sif Aleph with the Mechaber. Tishot Tziburin Shal Matza. You have 9 pieces of non-chametz. You have matzah, kosher lePesach matzah, and the echosh chametz, and you have 1 piece of matzah that's actually chametz. So you have 10 pieces over here, 9 of which are regular good matzah, they're not chametz, and 1 that is chametz. Now, you have it over there. You know exactly where they are. Uba achbar, along comes a mouse. The notal, he grabs 1 of the 10, below yadanu, and we don't know which 1 of the 10 he took. Im notal chametz, did he take the 1 of the 10 that is chametz? Oh, imnota matzah, or he took 1 of the 9 that are matzah. And now this mouse runs into the house, he goes into a house that had a bedikas chametz on it. So, what do you have to do in this situation? The Mechaber says, tzorech lachzar ulevotko. You're obligated to go and do a new bedika on the house, like we learned in Simon Tov Lamed Ches. When a mouse comes into a house with known chametz, you have to do bedika. Here, even though it's a safek, and one could say statistically, it's more likely they took in matzah than in chametz, nevertheless, tzorech lachzor levodko. The reason for this, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, hatam, the reasoning is, even though it's a 90% chance that he took in matzah and only a 10% chance that he took in chametz, nevertheless, we have a famous rule, hatam shekol kavua, when you have something in a set place, despite what the statistics show you, what the real hard of mathematical data are, this 90% versus 10% in halacha, when it's taken from some place where it's known, where it's set, where it's kavua, so then that's called mechza al mechza domi. We view it halachically as a 50-50 risk, even though that's not what it is statistically, and therefore you have to go do a bedika. You have to assume the worst case scenario that it was chametz that he actually brought in there, and you have to do a bedika on that room. Now, this is only v'davka shenotol ha'achbar b'fonenu mimakom kvias. This is only when it's a situation of kol kavua, kemertzal mechzadomi. When it was from a known place, and you had one piece of chametz there, and you had 9 pieces of matzah there, that's called 50-50 in halacha. Kol kavua, from a set place, is viewed in halacha kemertzal mechzadomi, like a 50% chance. However, but if he took it, you just see a mouse running there and you don't know where he actually took it from. So in that situation, it wasn't from in front of you, from a kavua. So then we have the famous principle, it's as if it didn't come from a set place. And this is called amrinon, called the parish. When something was separated and you don't know where it was separated from, we can have halachically the standard meruba parish. We can view it as from the majority. So here you do take a look at the statistics. So there were 9 pieces of matzah and only 1 piece of chametz, and you didn't see it take it from the kavua place, and now it's coming with you in front of you, and it has something in its mouth, so you can go by the statistics. If the majority are chametz, so then it would be chametz, but if the majority are matzah, then you have the halachic right to assume it's matzah. The issue footnote number 1 brings down that there are others that disagree with this. He said, look in the Mata Yonason, Ayin Sham. In any event, that is the opinion of the Mechaber, and in this situation where it's from a kavua, Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, midasos ha-mechaber, from the fact that the Mechaber didn't make any additional specifications over here, mashma dafilu kvar bitel chometz. This is even though he did a bitel over here, because the suhavi bedikum in the Rabbanon, in that situation, even though the bedikah is only the Rabbanon, nevertheless, we don't say that sofek the Rabbanon lakula, afilu hochi lo amirinu bazeh sveiko the Rabbanon lakula, and the reasoning is, vatam lazeh, the reasoning is, mishum detrilas takonosam hoyo bedikum ala sofek, because the whole thing is for the bedikah is on a sofek, and therefore you can't say, since it's a suffix, suffix the Rabban Lakula. The whole bedikah is because of a suffix. Therefore, Lachay Nechmiru Bisfeko Yosim Isha Sfeko Shaldivrem. And therefore, the rabbis were stricter over here than they were in every other place. Now the Ramah adds, however, Mihu, Emakikor Koton Shiochal Achbar Lechel. If, however, you're now adding on to this suffix over here, did it come from chametz or did it come from matzah, and it's a small piece over here, and then you can say maybe the Achbar ate it, so then Shiochal Achbar Lechel. Here in this situation, talina lahokel, then you can rely upon the lenient opportunity here to say that it was eaten. Shacholo, vein tzorich livdok, that the animal in fact ate it, and that you don't have to do no bedikah. It brings down the name of the Torah. What's the reasoning over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkut Katan Gimel tells us, because this is a famous rule called the svek sveiko, the heavy svek sveiko, we call a double suffix. Number one, shemanot matzah. We don't even know that the achbar took in a piece of chametz. He may have taken in perfectly kosher matzah, which is no chametz at all. It's kosher lepesach. So what's your problem? And even the imtim tzilomer chametz. And even if you want to say no, is a halachic chance that he took in the chametz. Maybe shemacholo. Here's the second suffix. Maybe he took in the chametz, but maybe he ate it. So therefore, that's called the double suffix. The ein tzorich lachzor livdo kabayis, because it's a svek sveika. We don't have to go do a new bedika. Afilu im adayin lo bitlo. Even if he didn't do a bitl in this situation because of the svek sveika. The issue footnote number 3 brings down, this is in the name of the Torah, and he says, Rekiva Eger and the Mokar Chaim give another reason. And they say, Shasofik Shema Ochal Ha'achbar Esakikor, Sofik Harogilhu, V'nechshav Kikaru Levada. He says that there's an excellent chance that mice don't just carry food in their mouth without eating it. So it's such a strong likelihood that the mouse ate it, Ochein Royu Lahotzi Midei Sofik Isser. It can take it out. This is such a strong likelihood it can take it out from being a Sofik. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down other opinions. He says, "V'yesh deos b'achronim." There are other opinions amongst the achronim. Im gam ha-mechaber modeh lozeh olo. Does even the mechaber agree with this or not? With this svek svek idea that the Ramah brings down over here. How do we paskin? Uladina yesh lismoch al hachroas ha-Ramah. We can rely upon this additional diuk of the Ramah over here. Maybe even the mechaber agrees to it. Ubifratos kisha bitlo. And certainly in a situation where he did a bitl, he brings down from the Chok Yaakov that you can rely upon this. Then he tells us, I am the Prima God, and look further in the Prima God, he says, why rely upon the Svek Sveka when you can also do a Bittel? He says, better to do the Bittel as well. Now we just conclude the last pieces of Mechaber on this staff over here, where he says that the reasoning is, which we already brought down, Shekola Kavua, when it came from a set place, it was a direct place over there that had 1 piece of Chometz and 9 pieces of Matzah, we view Kol Kavua, Kemertza Al Mertza Domi. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet explains, "V'nis arvu hatzipurim zebzeh." But if it came all mixed together, then you don't know which one it is. Sulo mikri kavua. Then it's not called a set place anymore. That's called a tarovis. Kivin she'ena omei the chametz b'fnei atzmo. Since the chametz is not clearly designated by itself, so then now this is called the parish miruba parish. And that's what the Mechaber says. If the piece got separated from its original place, and now it's taken by the achbar, not from its set place, and you don't know whether he took chametz or he took matzah, and they were all mixed together, in this situation, you don't have to do new bedikah, because now we apply the competing principle, the kol de parish. When something's separated, we can ally halachically, meruba parish, it came from the rove. The Mishnah explains to Sivkot, hey, this is only v'davko kishlo pirish lefaneinu, if we didn't see it, take it. Sivkot and Vav, we apply the principle, mikom mokom in lismoch, hazeh rak l'inyon shein tzorech lachzev l'livdo kabayis, afil lo bitel. We only rely upon this for b'dika. Avlo shi yemuto mach mazeh lechol Pesach, you couldn't eat it on Pesach and assume that that's matzah. Delin l'achila, lo azlin v'basar ruba b'chametz, we don't go after the ruba b'chametz, and this is brought down by Chok Yosef as well. With this, we conclude today's shir.